Hello and welcome to In the Weeds. We're recording live from the Picky Weeds Esoteric Occult Boutique, located just south of Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, in beautiful South Abington Township. Picky Weeds is the largest and most diverse boutique of its kind in Northeast Pennsylvania, with an increasingly wide variety of items for many traditions.
In addition to items for sale, Picky Weeds hosts a wide variety of classes, events, and community-driven gatherings throughout the year. Picky Weeds is located at 105 Layton Road, South Abington Township, PA. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. More information can be found at www.pickyweeds.com. That's PICKEYWEEDZ.com or on our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. In the Weeds is the official podcast for Picky Weeds, where we strive to bring the community together with topics of interest, guest speakers, and informative discussions to benefit the entire community.
If you'd like to be a guest speaker, either live or remote call-in, please visit www.pickyweeds.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, find In the Weeds podcast guest application, click it, copy and paste the text into an email with your contact information, and send it to us at pickyweeds@gmail.com.
Now let's get in the weeds.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Welcome back. We're tired. It's episode, what is it, John? 10 mm-hmm. of season 2.
Yep.
And today we're just going to chat with you about some of the questions that we get during the week and some of the things that are going on here at the Weeds. And pardon us if we sound like we're half dead, because it's been 4 weeks of coming in here before 8 o'clock in the morning and getting out of here after 8 o'clock at night, rekeying everything in this store manually. So we're a little bit not all together here. Of course, I haven't been.
Yeah, we're on the Picky Weeds weight loss plan. You want to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, just rekey your whole store.
Yes, literally had the ring fall off my finger this morning. It's like, oh my God. What the hell? Not that I'm complaining, but you know.
I don't know how many retail people we have out there, but if you've ever done a complete changeover to a new point of sale system, it is monumental.
It is. And I'm telling you, they say that, hey, you can upload this little file, but if the file is totally corrupted because of some server changeover they had, yeah. Why would you want to continue the problem when it's losing your vendors, losing your default costs, deleting your products, adding products back that you haven't had in 2 years? Yeah.
Their code is a flaming dumpster fire failure. It's just...
Flaming dumpster fire of failure.
Yeah. That should be their new logo.
I have a meme for that.
Yeah. The old system rhymes with snail speed.
Yeah.
Or slight speed.
Slight speed. Yes. Yeah.
Do not recommend.
Yeah. Never. No, ever. Yeah. Ever. Ever. Ever.
We had to fight with them last year just to take our money.
Yeah. We wanted to give them $2,000.
That's how much it cost a year just for the privilege of using their pile of shit.
Software. Yeah. It's hard to even call it that.
You know, so the due time was coming up, and I knew it was in July, but I didn't know what date, so I wrote our rep, never heard anything back. 2 weeks go by, wrote them again, nothing. And then we get to the end of part of July, and I wrote him again, called him, no answer. What the fuck? You know, I'm like, did he get fired? Well, his voicemail still worked, so he's still there at the company. And, nothing. And it was a Friday at like 5 o'clock. We got a message on our screen that says your subscription is
expired. And I was like,
I'm like, we still got the busy weekend coming, and we're not gonna have a point of sale system. We're gonna be back at the old school,
like cash only,
black Sharpies and writing shit down.
And we can PayPal and we can Venmo and we can cash.
I mean, I did retail back in the 80s. I remember what it was like.
I had a pull handle register. Am I aging myself? Yeah.
But I couldn't get up with anybody. I finally called the sales line, because you know sales always answers their phone. And the sales representative, she was just like, what the hell? I'm like, look, I don't know what's going on. And then tech support finally got back to me and said, I got up with your rep, and it was a completely different name. So they had changed our representative, never told us. They never introduced themselves. The old one never said bye, peace, out, nothing. We were just like, who are you? Okay, cool. We're trying to pay our bill. And
y'all won't take our money.
And then she ghosted us. for, you know, the tech support did put a flag in the account, like, look, they're trying to pay their bill, don't cancel it. And I, you know, you have no idea who you're talking to in tech support. It could be some
15-year-old in a basement somewhere.
You know. I don't know if this guy is qualified to do that or
what. So you're a bucket of stress for the entire weekend.
Yeah. And he's like, I flagged the account. It's not going to go bad. Everything's great. Blah, blah, blah. And then they finally got up. Okay, so here's your sales rep. Here's your contact. So I wrote her. And I'm like, look, we're trying to get up with you. We're trying to pay the invoice. So we don't lose our point of sale system. Because, you know, at this point, your entire store is dependent on that system.
Yeah.
All your barcodes, everything. Everything in the store is on that.
And the only way you know your entire inventory is in their system.
And she writes back and says, I don't have time to talk to you today. I have calls today. I was like, what?
This is day four into this debacle.
What? Yeah. Who let this person be customer facing? And I'm like, I don't care how many calls you have. If you don't have time, then let me talk to somebody that I can pay this bill. I'm trying to give you money.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And she got snotty again, and I went to LinkedIn and found a VP and wrote him, and he was also equally useless. And this, the whole thing was just a debacle from start to finish. And we got another new rep. We thought, okay, cool. She communicated. We got the invoice paid. Everything's great. And then, like, a couple weeks after that, I tried to write her with a question. And she also ghosted me.
Oh, my God. I'm
like, what is going on with you people?
Oh.
You know, and then you start looking at Reddit and other internet sites, and you see that this is not a problem unique to us. It's the way they do business.
It's system wide, yeah.
We were actually paid up till July with them, and they're so bad that we said, no, we're going back to where we started. We went back to Shopify, and the only reason we had left is the inventory. At the time, the inventory control wasn't great, but they fixed that, and oh my God, have they added so much. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and
love it.
So it's not an ad for Shopify, because they're not perfect either.
Their websites are beautiful, though, when you build them out. Oh my God. It's
amazing what they've got going on, and we couldn't be happier. And now we're able to offer that payment plan that I'm sure you're tired of hearing us squawk about.
But it's awesome.
But it's really exciting to be able to do that for people, you know, because, hey, we get it. It's hard to afford shiny things.
Especially, right? when most people had to pay in taxes, like, this
our
year.
Last episode talking about taters and Pepsi being $525. Yes. We get it, right?
Yeah.
We shop at Aldi's for a reason.
And now that new tax is just kicking everybody's ass, because they're used to getting back money, and now they're having to pay in this year, and it's disgusting.
It is.
It's honestly disgusting.
And don't forget to check a checkbox. We'll put some obscure language on it that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Yes. Oh, by the way, now you got to pay because you didn't hit our checkbox. That didn't sound like you're supposed to hit the checkbox in the first place.
No, it said if you have two jobs.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I'll live in hell.
You know, so you just screwed every which way. So we were really excited to be able to offer that. It's the way it works is if it's anything over $50, and it could be one item, could be your whole sale, could be anything. It breaks it down into four interest-free payments.
Yes.
And it goes through a firm. Like, we don't even have to deal with it. We get paid, and then, you know, you deal with a firm. And we've heard some feedback from customers that have had really good luck with a firm. And
they love them.
Said they have a real positive experience with them. So
easy to work with.
I was really happy to hear that, too.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of lending companies are predatory. And I'm kind of glad to hear that. They at least seem to be pretty squared away.
Yeah, because it's part of the package, and you kind of got it whether you want it or not, or whether you know the history of the person or not when you do these things.
Yeah.
So when you get that kind of feedback, it takes a little stress out of your...
It does.
You're wanting to actually promote it to customers, because otherwise you'd be like, God, I don't want them predating on them, and I don't want them harassing them.
And it was really exciting for us to be able to offer that, you know, because that way, if there is something that's a larger purchase, and it doesn't have to hurt you so bad all at once, you can spread it out a little bit. Sometimes it's a little easier to do. I know if we'd have had that back in the day,
rituals would have been much, much different.
Our house would be even fuller than it is now. You know? we're really excited about that. So pardon our exuberance, but being able to offer that in a small business, that's like a corporate store type thing.
And
we are definitely not that, but
it's really nice.
Being able to offer that to people is huge for us. We're really excited.
And we've had several people use it so far, even on the website. herb purchases, big herb purchases. She broke it up into four payments. Yeah. I was like, that's brilliant.
That's awesome.
Because when I was, you know, when we were struggling with the family of three on 300 a week after the downturn, and we both lost our jobs.
When I came home looking like a coal miner.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was awful. You know, and I've always done our health care. I've always been our herbalist, and especially in the South, because we had no insurance, and the employee purchased into insurance down there in a lot of instances is really exorbitant, and you can't afford it. If you do that, you don't eat, you don't feed your kids, and you don't buy them the clothes they need for school. And, you know, so being able to buy herbs in bulk for a change would have been a really great thing for me, because most of it I had to grow my own. And then a lot of times when you need something, it's out of season. And if you didn't have the time to think ahead and plan ahead and dry it or tincture it, you're just shit out of luck. You know, it's like you're just going to have to see if somebody else you know has it, or do
big
without, or figure out how to make a substitution. And sometimes the substitutions aren't that great, you know. And so it would have been really nice for me. I was like, that was brilliant. I would have never thought of buying herbs on it.
So that was a really cool side effect. We just wanted a system that could do mathematics.
Yeah.
that was my baseline.
Yeah, because I fell and hit my head, and I don't do well anymore.
Well, the slight speed was, and I'm changing the name there.
Yeah, slight speed.
You get it.
Yeah, I get it.
But it was losing category. It was mixing stuff in. If anybody experienced our old website, it was throwing books in with incense, and I was just doing whatever it wanted.
Yeah.
We sat there at Tay's workstation and watched three products disappear on the screen.
Yeah.
Nobody touched anything. We were just sitting there. It was just gone.
And I thought, no, that didn't happen. That was just a blip in the system. I went to search for the damn bracelets. They couldn't be found anywhere. And I thought, did it archive them? So I clicked show archived.
Yeah.
No, they weren't anywhere in my system to be found, no matter how I searched.
Yeah. And so
I was mortified.
You can imagine what the end user experience was for the person trying to search the site.
Yeah.
You couldn't find anything because it was just a jumbled up mess.
So. We've probably found, 150 things that weren't even on that site anymore?
Yeah.
And then about 500 that were on there that shouldn't have been on there from 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
So and, don't do it. Slight speed. Stay away from it.
Yeah, I do not recommend one star.
No star.
If I could get no
negative
stars,
one star.
It sucked. It absolutely sucked. So, I mean, we just wanted something that could, do basic math and, not mess up our stuff. But, people have asked, who did your website? Well, I did.
Yeah, John did it.
How do you know how to do that? Well,
we've been doing this for years.
Gen X. We figure shit out. We were born broke. We ain't the boomers. People always confuse Gen X, boomer. I'm like,
You aren't telling the whole truth there, though, because you and Shay ran a BBS.
Yeah, well, back in the day, computers were different than they are now.
Yeah.
It was just us nerds.
Yeah.
You
really had to know how to program. So it
was like, there was no graphical user interface.
No,
you were in DOS.
There was nothing easy. Yeah.
You know, if you were programming code, it was fucking Visual Basic or COBOL or whatever. But
yeah, get a period in the wrong place. I dare you.
just like Lou, more than one skill. I'm not great at anything, but I can figure it out. But I think the end result's a website that is clean, fast, and people can search it a myriad of different ways. You can, there's a little search function, and there's menus, there's pictures to click on, and we try to make it as easy as possible to navigate. And having to move domains because, again, refused to do business with Square.
Yes, and now they own.
Yeah, they bought Google Domains, and we were with Google Domains for years, and great service with them, but Square is notorious for issues.
Yeah, for freezing their customers' accounts. And
it's just their policies. Yeah. You know, the service itself is good.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
But that policy is thoughtless.
But, when you hear of other stores getting frozen because activity on their account looks suspicious to their bot, to the AI... Oh, well, you made too much money this week.
Especially when they're at a festival out of state.
Something looks fraudulent. Your income was way higher than it was historically. So we're going to freeze your account and do an investigation.
A 2-3 week investigation.
You can Google this shit. It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it happens with all of them. But there's a lot of people on the internet complaining about that. So we don't do business with them.
And yeah, just, I don't
because
know
I can't take a month with you freezing my account because your AI saw something.
No, funny. Got bills to pay, got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this life for free.
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
That's right.
So,
oh my God.
We're back home where we started and couldn't be happier. And it really does feel like a full reset, you know, to everything.
Yes. Oh my God. You know,
like the magic that started Picky Weeds,
yeah.
You know, where we started, the drive that we had and our intention for what this store was going to be. And there's been a lot of, over the past few years, a lot of people come in that wanted to change that vision for themselves.
Yeah. They wanted to make us a new age store, and that's not happening.
And we're just not going to allow that.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, and there's been some bad behavior and just fucking awful behavior.
Yeah.
On the part of some people, it's just we just have no tolerance for it. That's not what we're about. So,
no.
Going back to Shopify was felt like coming back home, like we're starting fresh, all over again. You know, after 4 years.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to other business owners that have this happen to you day to day. You know, when people come in and you have your vision for your baby and your love for the way that you do things, and you had a whole approach, and they come in and try to reconnoiter that into mm-hmm. something that's of their vision and not yours, and then you set your boundaries and they go out and badmouth you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, and I'm sorry this is happening to you, but stand your damn ground.
Oh, yeah.
Stand your damn ground, yeah. Because it's your vision. This is your manifestation. We talk about manifesting. Well, that's all about putting your hands in the work, putting your hands on it, having an actual dream and actually working towards it. And you did the work. Don't let anybody take that from you.
And everybody's just full of advice that
yeah.
hasn't ever been in a fire before.
No, they've never been in the business.
They've never been in the arena. You have no
yeah.
idea.
Mm-mm.
All the intricacies that are on your plate as a business owner. Now, I know all you business owners will get it. And I'm talking brick and mortar business
owners.
Oh,
yeah, yes, absolutely.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is. You know? I mean, and people are always coming. So when you're out in the festival circuit, I'm sure you hear it too, but it's not like they come in your store and actually cause an upheaval. Once you leave the festival, you don't have to deal with those people anymore.
Yeah.
When you're in a brick and mortar, you're almost, what do you call it, a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to make the choice between, do I stand up for myself or do I lose a customer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always that fear.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to get over that fear because
yeah.
that's what they're counting on.
Yeah.
Is that taking that control
Don't
from you.
Feed that shit.
And you're not going to. Mm-hmm. You're not going to. Mm-hmm. You'll be shown the door.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we started out with a vision, and that's the vision that we're keeping. And fuck them.
We're esoteric. Not new age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an episode of Mean Girls around here.
It is.
And I'm really...
Mean Girls in EPA.
I'm really tired of it. You know, and you're not going to have the effect that you think you are.
Yeah.
You know.
No, they're not. And they'll make you think they will.
Yeah.
They'll get all up in your head. I want you to remember, and I don't even care if you're a practitioner, if you're a small business, I want you to remember what your discipline is. Is that you're doing this for you. You're not doing this for anybody but you. You did this to have your vision out in the public and have people see it and have people embrace it and enjoy it. And you have to remember the mission and you have to stick to the mission. And if you're a practitioner, remember, if you're letting them get in your head, you're letting them control your process.
I remember being in the little store and we were so excited when we found this place. Because we have been asked, I don't know, hundreds of times, are you guys ever going to have events? Are you ever going to do tarot reading? Or we had no space. I mean, we couldn't even move stuff out of the way. It was like being in a shipping container, 600 square foot.
Yeah, God.
But so when we found this place, it's just under 3,000 square foot, we're like, yes, we can finally have events. We can be a community center and everything. It'll be awesome. And we were so excited about that. That was like one of the main reasons that we went to this building. And that is kind of degraded over time because of bad behavior, people thinking they can take advantage
or control other people.
And it's happened time and time mm-hmm. again. And people you thought you knew was only their mask.
Yeah.
You know, it's not who they really were, and it's not who their real intention or what their real intentions were.
And that
were.
Easily happens when you're worried about feeding your business.
Yeah.
So when you're worried about growing it and feeding it, you take off your investigatory glasses.
Because you want it to work.
Yeah.
You want it to be there for the community, yeah. to be a resource.
You let the glove fool you. You really do.
It wasn't a personal thing for us, like, ooh, look at us. No, it was we really wanted to be able to offer those things to the community because there was nowhere else that either had the space or was doing it that much. There might be, you know, things here and there, but not, you know, like a dedicated event space. And, you know, we had all kinds of rose-colored glass visions of what we wanted. You know, we had two bookable rooms at the time, like, oh, it's going to be great. And we weren't charging shit for it, really. Yeah. $25
for a full day. Yeah.
Compare prices at anything else that you book a spot for 6 hours, seven hours.
Yeah.
It's not $25.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. And they're definitely not going to waive that $25 if it's going for donations. And then we had people, you know, oh, it's for donations, but the donation was their pocketbook.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to a true donation. Yeah.
They weren't truly taking donations for donations. So, to charities.
You know, they took advantage to the point that we did away with the two rooms. So one is now a shipping and receiving room because we are now shipping. Mm-hmm. Across the country, soon to be international, and the other is a podcast studio. So there is one space left out of the three that is bookable, and we've updated our policy a few times to be just a little bit more strict on who gets in there and who doesn't. You know, it started out free for all, like, yay, community.
Yeah.
And then some members of the community prove themselves to be something else.
Yeah. It's a less than desirable situation. It's kind of disheartening.
You know, they want to contact your customers and start up little whisper campaigns like it's Peyton Place. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we are still going to have events, but they're heavily vetted.
Yeah.
And the vetting doesn't stop at the beginning. Like, okay, we checked you out. You're okay. And then we just, you know, look the other way. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not happening.
No. And there's probably not going to be any energy healers. We've got two that we actually trust that have their own businesses that we'll direct you to.
Yep.
If you're going to read tarot here going forward, if that's something that is, you know, one of your desires to do, you're going to have to read for the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to see what your process is and how you interact. And
that's not to say we're the end all be all of tarot judges, but it's our store.
Yeah. And we don't want any more predators in here preying on people using their tarot cards, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a year.
We have a zero drama, zero bullshit policy.
Yeah.
You know, if you come in and cause drama, if you come in and you're just not welcome here anymore.
No.
And we're not going to be rude. We're not going to fight about it. We're not going to out you publicly. We're not going to do any of that shit.
No.
You're just not going to be here anymore. And whatever. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
We have a duty to protect our customers. We have a duty to protect the people that come in.
And I need to protect myself, too.
And we have to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? And
I'm going to be just as honest as I can about it. As tired as I am, as stressful as it is being a business owner 24/7.
I don't have time for your teenage bullshit.
It's just, you have your family issues. You have people that you love that are going through crisis. That's pretty much all you can deal with on your plate at one time.
Yep.
And so at some point in time, you've got to learn to draw the line or you will be tapping out.
Yeah.
And you will be seeking a healer.
Yeah.
And unhealed healers don't need to be healing anybody.
No, they do not.
And part of your job in this business specifically is to be there for people and to be open and receptive, able to receive their energy and not to give them any of your negative energy back. So we need to take care of ourselves in that spectrum and make sure that the way we're presenting to folks and the way that we're dealing with folks is from a healed state of mind.
Yeah.
And I was getting to the point that I was on burnout.
Oh, like, absolutely.
You know, so absolutely. I was like, okay, this has got to stop. This train has got to stop. Everybody's going to get off. I've got to set some boundaries. And I'm warning you, when you set those boundaries, they're going to come after you.
Yep.
But I want you to go deaf to it.
Flailing.
Mm-hmm.
Flailing in the wind.
Go deaf to it.
You know?
Yes, it may hurt your business for a minute or two.
Yeah.
But you need to think about the other side of that argument. If those people who have known you all this time are believing what's being said, then you don't need those people either. They're toxic.
Yeah, because what you see from us in the store is us.
Yeah.
There's no facade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a friendly customer service voice and whatever, but it's still us.
It's still us, yeah.
And it's now gotten to the point where even that, like when you come in with some bullshit, you know, we'll be nice.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to be. But we're also going to politely direct you to somewhere where you can learn some facts.
Yeah.
Do you know any casters?
No, we don't do that.
What? Are we talking about a video game? What
the fuck is she talking about? We're talking about some of the latest questions I was asked at. And I was like, no, what we believe is that you should do it for yourself. You should cast those spells for yourself because it's your energy. What I also want to say about this subject matter at hand is that if you're casting love spells on somebody without their permission, you're working baneful magic.
Absolutely.
Back the fuck up. Step the fuck off. Yeah. And don't do that shit.
Yeah.
And if you want to break somebody up and you're not in the relationship.
Baneful.
Baneful. Mm-hmm. And just on this subject alone, I want to say, where is your mind right now when you're thinking about casting the work? Okay, so are you coming from a point of frustration? Are you coming from a point of desperation? Are you coming from a point of misery or anger? Because the universe is a mirror, people.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you are working spells from a point of frustration, misery, desperation, or anger, guess what's going to get mirrored back to you? Mm-hmm. When I say adjacent, talking about magic spells and thinking about doing something painful to somebody that's maybe even deserving, you know, you still have to stop and think and be specific, because everything adjacent, including you are adjacent, you're doing the work, is in the way of that big ass mirror that is the universe. And she has a funny sense of humor.
Twisted.
And yeah. She will send it right back to you. So no, I do not recommend people to do spell work for you. I recommend that since it's your energy and you're the one that's invested, that's the most powerful point to work from. I also suggest that you sit down and think this thing through clearly, because working a love spell on somebody that you broke up with ages ago means that you might get yourself a golem. And I hear you when you tell me that when you know plenty of places to hide the body. However, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, okay.
They get you when you least expect it.
Yeah, and look, don't get it twisted. We're not white light.
No,
you know, whatever the fuck. There is a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
When an innocent's been harmed.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
When you've harmed my family.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
And I will definitely work baneful on you.
But people that ask these questions always have the same or similar perspective. And that is, they just want magic to be a quick fix.
Yeah, and it's not.
They just want, I just need to cast a spell on them. That's not how this works.
No, you're supposed to work the magic
on
yourself.
This is a way of life.
Yeah.
This is a dedication. This is, I didn't get into magic to curse somebody or curse people or whatever. Got into magic for enlightenment, for growth, for knowledge, for wisdom, for always being the student, always learning, reading, listening, asking the right questions, and developing yourself to be a higher person. That's why you get into the esoteric arts. You don't get into it to have powers, which are bullshit. You don't get into it to be a caster, which is also bullshit. You get into it to be an occultist, to be an esotericist, to be a student of the arts. And people are like, I don't know where to start. It's because it's so vast. There is no starting point.
You just got
to
jump in.
It just is. Mm-hmm. So you have to devote yourself to either yourself and your deities, whatever deities are calling out to you. And they will, if you give it time. But it has to be a serious, serious quest, not something, I want to learn how to cast spells. Give me a spell. That doesn't work like that.
You need to understand the mechanics of it.
This is not literally Harry fucking Potter.
Mm-hmm.
This is a belief system. This is how you live. This is serious. It's not la-di-da. You know, and so many people have this twisted perception of the occult.
Yeah.
They see it in the movies and think that that's an accurate representation of a magical operation. It's not. It's not even remotely close.
And I'm not going to massage your ego.
No.
Yeah, because it's detrimental to your health.
Well, rule number one, eliminate the ego.
Yeah, eliminate the ego.
Take your ego out of it.
Yeah.
And ego and lack of empathy and narcissism is one of the three big poisons anywhere, but especially in esoteric. You got to get a hold of that.
Now, to those practicing who get asked these questions, I'm not saying that you have to be belligerent to these people, and you never should be. They are truly seeking and truly lost when they ask you a crazy question like that, okay? And it's not meant to be offensive to you. This is honestly the way they've been taught to think by the media and everything out here. And so they've been heavily influenced by media and movies and their neighbors who like think we're evil, evil, evil. I'm a Luciferian. How many of you know me and think I'm evil? How many of you?
When I piss you off.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I told you to pick up your goddamn socks.
Right. They got stuck in the goddamn couch. But yeah, it's just, I'm not. I try to love on everybody. I try to be open to everybody that walks in. Mm-hmm. I try to be a light, which is what it means to be one of us.
Because
to
you be are what you are becoming.
Yeah.
And that is the point.
Yeah.
It is not to have magic powers. This is not, that doesn't even add up. Stop it. You know, if that's what got you interested in magic, cool. But sit down, learn something. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, no.
You know.
And it's not simple and it's not quick. And if you don't have patience, you're going to fail and fail and fail and fail until you learn the lesson of patience.
And the minute you write expert on anything to do with esoterica,
I roll my eyes.
You're automatically full of shit because nobody is an expert.
No.
Yes, there are people, especially in this community, that are extremely learned.
Yes.
That really do know their stuff.
Yeah.
Love them or hate them, they may be brash, they may be blunt.
It may be because you pushed them into that position.
But, you know, understand their perspective when they've been doing it for 50 years.
Yes. And they see everybody wanting to rush to a result.
And
rather than
no
take
one
shortcut.
Is taking things seriously. Yeah. And it's extremely frustrating because as a practitioner, you crave the audience of other practitioners that are as equally serious as you to bounce ideas off, to learn something from.
Those are the best days of your life when you meet one.
Oh, God.
And get in that deep conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then have that aha moment where you realize you missed something.
No, don't get me wrong. I love to see new people walk through the door, too, with honest questions. And even if they're coming from that perspective.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, I love to see the light bulb moments, you know, and if I can help someone even just get a foot on the path.
Yeah.
You know, look, we don't proselytize. We don't try to convert.
I'm not looking for
I don't give adherence. A fuck what you believe. Mm-mm. I don't care if you believe what I believe. It doesn't make any fucking difference.
As a matter of fact, a lot of times I don't want you to because I want to learn something from you.
Yeah.
I would rather you practice something completely different than I can pick your brain about.
But the point being, I want to see people come in and have those light bulb moments. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest of all the bullshit to deal with in business, from the little Karen team of twats that fucking talk whispers around you to dealing with just general business bullshit like taxes
or customers arguing about a price,
you know, dumbasses. But to have those light bulb moments makes all those other shitty moments go away.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and I love to see that. And equally, when you see another practitioner or you get to meet someone and you know right away, you know, who you're talking to, that whether they're just regurgitating your words to sound like they know what they're talking about or if they actually do know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fascinating, and it's like a free class.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Because no one's an expert, and definitely no one's an expert in everything. And anyone that tells you that they are is offering you classes based on their expert status is full of shit.
Yeah.
They're full of shit. Yes, there are people that are very well learned, and they're offering classes, and some of those are really good. But a lot of them are full of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what it is about the, you know, the occult, but it seems to draw a lot of narcissistic personality disorder people.
It's not just the occult. You see this down south among evangelicals, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry has opened a church in an abandoned liquor store, an abandoned convenience store.
It was a Dollar General. Now it's the First Baptist Church.
Has pronounced himself or herself a damn reverend, and they're
I'm a bishop.
And they're completely mistranslating the damn Bible.
Where'd you go to seminary?
Yeah, I have I have about 21 years in the study of that theology.
It's like a Reiki practitioner that trained for, 3 months? Now you're a Reiki master?
Yeah, that blows the mind. Okay, so you've mastered energy. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sister, brother. All right.
You know, and it's a frustration. And, you know, you'll hear Mark come in here and be frustrated. And he has every right to be. He's been doing this for decades.
And he'll say some shit that'll drop my jaw.
Does he know everything about everything? Fuck no. No one does. But is he got a shitload of information? Yeah. Is he blunt? Does he hurt your feelings sometimes?
Yeah, he's hurt my feelings before. So yeah. But I still love him.
Yeah. But I love him to death.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can be as offensive as he wants to be.
But you know why I love him? Because he's Mark.
He's genuine.
He's nobody else but Mark.
Yeah. There's no bullshit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know.
And he's the same every time you meet him. Mark does not change.
And he's not the only one. Look, there's a lot of people in this community, in this immediate local community, that are extremely well-versed.
Oh, God.
And very knowledgeable. And it's amazing to hear them speak, and I love it. I learn something every time they come in.
Yeah.
You know, and having that beginner's mindset will serve you better than anything. You know, get rid of the narcissism. Get rid of the ego. Dump that shit. It's a trap. It's poison. It poisons your mind. And it holds up the progress of what could be a path of enlightenment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You know?
Which is what it's meant to be, folks. At the end of it all, the whole point of the path is meeting your higher self and becoming that.
Be like Buddha.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. What would Buddha do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Joy. Joy should be the end result of everything you do.
And look, it's not all work and no fun.
No.
We wouldn't do this if there was no fun to it.
Yeah.
There is fun, and it is fun. But in order to get to the fun parts, you have to do the hard stuff first.
Yeah.
You know, and you just have to. You have to set your mind to learning. You have to open yourself up to different perspectives, and yet still keep that bullshit detector, you know, ready to go. Because there's a lot of bullshit.
There is. And there's a lot of people trying to make money off you.
Yeah.
And they see you as a mark. And they're watching you for your little tails to see if they can eke their way in and twist you up inside yourself.
If you walked into the wrong store
and
asked for a caster.
Oh, they give you one.
And need somebody to cast spells for you. Oh, you'd get it. You know, price tag is going to be pretty high usually.
Well, was it the one lady was $800?
Yeah.
And I was standing there with my mouth wide open, just in full on just disgust, disbelief, and anger. Like, yeah, they saw you coming, honey. You were desperate. And if you're preying on desperate people, fuck you.
Yeah.
May you reap what you sow. May you have the damn day you deserve.
You're spreading false information and charging people money for it. Uh-huh. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then have the gall to say, what's it going to take to get in here?
Yeah.
Nothing, motherfucker, because you ain't never going to get in here.
Why don't you teach, precious? Why don't you teach? Then you can take money for it and have a real result from it.
Yeah. Well, our interest is in community. That hasn't gone away, despite all the bullshit that we've had to deal with for the last couple years of every fucking flaming moron trying to pull their bullshit in our store.
Some of it fucking shocking.
And, you know, you thought you knew people, but whew, okay. Look, the facade can't be kept up forever.
No.
It's impossible. No. That's why I say the vetting doesn't stop.
Sunlight is disinfectant.
Yep.
Light is
absolutely is. You cannot keep your bullshit up forever, and you are going to be found out. So don't even try it.
Yeah, well, watch stress fracturing, and that's when it all comes out.
Yep.
Those moments where they're having to deal with that shadow when they really get hit.
And because we are so dedicated to the community, that is why we are so strict now.
Yeah.
And we'll always be this level. It's not going to change.
No.
It's never going to go back to, you want to do that? Come on down. Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's where I was. And I was an idiot.
But look, that's where the beginner mindset comes in handy, right? So, okay, we made a mistake. We trusted where we shouldn't have. These people turned out to be liars. These people turned out to misrepresent what they really were. These people did things behind closed doors that is absolutely unacceptable. And okay, so now we've learned our lesson. We're not delusional. We've taken off the rose-colored glasses and we're seeing them for what they are.
Yeah, and don't try to fix it, guys. If they do this to you, don't try to fix it.
Yeah.
Because if you're anything like me, and I am, Aunt Clara is my spirit animal from Bewitched, you're going to fuck it up 5 times worse than it ever was. Just leave it alone, let it drop, forget about it, and walk away. Just do it. Just get push the toxin out of your life and shut the damn door.
Yeah, don't fall for the bullshit.
Yeah.
There's so much bullshit.
Yeah, because they're always going to take insult. I mean, there's no way you can fix it because they're a narcissist in that leaning, and they're always going to want to be the winner. They're always going to want to come out on top. It's not about the relationship. It's about, you know, how their appearance. It's aesthetic. So let it go, guys.
We've preached on that soapbox.
Yeah, letting go.
I saw an article the other day, and I shared it with a couple of people. It was talking about narcissism in the New Age movement.
Oh, that was a great article.
You know,
oh, my God.
And it's not, look, it's not restricted to the New Age movement. There's narcissism everywhere.
Oh, my God.
But that narcissistic personality disorder is detrimental. It's detrimental to you. It's detrimental to the people around the narcissistic person. And you've got to get a handle on that. You got to kill that shit.
And it's hard to see them because they become master manipulators.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's that has been the history of my life thus far is dealing with these people. I think I've got a post-it note on my head that I can't fucking see.
You know, and for those people that are going, well, you're just being narcissistic, calling out other narcissists.
Yeah, oh, that's
no,
funny.
No, I am a broken toy, you know. I've been beat up, broken, fucked up, you know, left, right, and center, and I am the farthest thing from perfect.
Yeah.
But my intent is not to hurt people.
Yeah.
My intent is not to deceive or to pretend to be something I'm not.
Or to control or to sway you to my side. I don't care.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So to be true to the self is to be true to the self. And that's actually true to the self, not true to the self, so this can happen, so I look like this, or so I can influence this, or I can move that. That's not the right path. That leads to a dead end.
Yeah,
you know, the facade, the fakery, the nonsense, feel good white light crap.
It falls away.
We talked about this the other day. I have never been done wrong by a left hand path practitioner.
I haven't either.
Never.
Not
I don't
once.
Know why that is.
Yeah. Not
every
once.
Every bit of drama has been the live, laugh, love crowd.
Yeah.
And whether that's just, I don't know, by chance or what, I don't pretend to know, but it's...
I think it's because that side tends to be...
I'm not talking about the edgelords.
It's, I don't deal with the edgelords. That's another side that, hey, I'm dark and oogity boogity boogity booga booga booga. No, I don't deal with those either. And I think with both crowds, because it's so imbalanced, because you get into this mindset when you're in the so-called light workers, that you've got to present this facade that everything is beautiful and wonderful and okay, that was bad, but we'll be okay.
Butterflies.
No, yes, butterflies don't move. Sometimes you got to sit with your pain in order to work through it, people. That shit doesn't work. If you're trying to uphold that, oh, I've got to be happy and spiritual all the time, you ain't spiritual. You're delusional.
Yeah.
And you're hurting yourself. And it's a means to suicidal ideation.
Yeah.
Extreme depression and anxiety.
Yeah, you set yourself up for failure.
You really do. Nobody can be that all the time. Sometimes you just need to sit with your quiet self and try to remember to process and see what your part in it was.
Yep.
So if you hold a part in it, and I did that recently, but that backfired in my face. But that's okay. I learned from it. You know, I tried to fix it. It backfired in my face. That's fine. I learned something from it. Don't try to fix those.
Yeah. Some people can't be fixed. They have to fix themselves.
Fix yourself. Yeah.
You know, and it just takes time.
And that was the hardest lesson, I think, for me to learn, was to say no and to not try to fix everybody that I saw that was broken unless they asked for help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Because you love them and you don't like to see them suffering. And you've been down that road before and you know what it takes to fix it. But if they're not willing to receive that information or not ready to receive that information yet, they're going to get angry at you.
Oh, yeah. They get aggressive with you.
And they're going to come at you claws out and they're going to try to destroy your life. You have to learn to pick your battles. And you hear that all the time and it sounds very cliche. But the battle should be about you.
Yep.
Personally, you should be about the love you want to see in the world. You should be about the joy you want to see in the world. And if your life is broken and fucked up, you can't be that. And if you're wearing it as a facade, like a face that you think you got to show to the public, you're never going to be that. You're not that girl on the internet that, I guess, what did you say? It looks like a Summer's Eve commercial.
Yeah, the influencer. You know,
All the sun is shining. The wind is blowing through her hair and her gowns and robes are flowing. And it just looks as if you're never going to be that. It's not attainable and it's not sustainable. Let's say what it actually is. None of those moods. None of those adaptations to daily life are sustainable. You have to be a real, authentic, unique person.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with who you are. So when you're working magic, guys, and you talk about wanting to work love spells, how about you cast that love spell on yourself? And you become the person you want to become. And you learn that sometimes loving yourself means you have to be somewhat hostile to other people in order to get that toxin away from you so that you can continue on with some kind of sanity. You know, don't box yourself in to that limited-ass vision of light or dark.
There is none.
Yeah.
Everything's gray.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know,
and it depends on your perspective.
I think that's why you like the gray witch hat the best.
Nah.
That's his favorite witch hat, y'all.
No, my favorite one's a bought from you from Evercrumbly.
Oh, well, yeah, that. But I mean the one that we have in the store for you. Yeah. Yeah, I do love Evercrumbly.
The looks I got hats. When I brought the tape measure out and measured her head while she was watching TV. What the fuck are you doing? Just shush.
What are you up to?
It was getting custom made. I wanted it to be perfect. You know how hard it is to measure your wife's head without raising suspicion? What the fuck? Especially when she's a 5-time Virgo.
Yeah, don't touch my hair.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. Just measuring your head. And then she got really worried. Okay, this motherfucker.
Yeah. And is he fitting me for a box? I've seen this movie before. Look, there are duffel bags for this. 8 heads in a duffel bag. But yeah, don't fall for any of that, guys. It's not realistic. It's not sustainable. Just be yourself.
This is a fascinating path. There's moments of frustration followed by moments of aha, you know, those enlightenment moments, and then back to the frustration, and it goes back and forth, up, down, sideways. And that's just the way it goes. It's a learning process, and it's a learning path. And anyone that calls himself an expert is full of shit.
Yes.
Full of shit.
No, we'll never be an expert. I think it takes several lifetimes to even get mastery, honestly.
I trained for years, and I paid this amount of money to become this. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Not a thing. How does it make you feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. What are you really about?
Yeah.
What is your real practice?
Yeah.
Not what you want to tell people what your practice is, but what you really
are. You truly devoted?
Yeah. Or is it just, you know, things you've said by rote so many times that sound pretty?
Yeah.
But they're full of shit.
Yeah.
You know, so be true to yourself. Learn, read, talk to other practitioners that are either going through the same thing you are or have been there.
And don't be afraid to be fragile.
Absolutely.
God, embrace that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And your failures? Oh, they're not failures. Those are learning experiences.
Absolutely.
Learn how to put those into use for yourself. It's very powerful.
No one ever got any experience by doing things right.
No, hell no.
By fucking shit up and crawling your way out of the hole.
And I'm really good at fucking shit up.
No, we all are. I have a fucking black belt and fuck up. But, you know, the honesty of being able to accept that and still move on, you know.
Yeah, not let it weigh you down and not let it stop you.
Like the girl is like, I want to start, but I don't want to do anything wrong.
Oh, my God.
You're
going to
do stuff
Please
wrong.
Please do things wrong.
You're going to do stuff wrong. Yeah. But the point is to learn.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't work. And it had the opposite thing of what I was trying to do. Okay.
When is it really wrong? Do you want to know the true answer to that as a practitioner? When is it really something wrong? When it involves somebody else against their will.
Yeah.
That is when it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's the only wrong thing you can do that is bad, like dark, like vile.
Yeah.
Is work against somebody else's will. Even those people in the South that say, in a snotty little ass way, I'll pray for you. Well, bitch, that's painful.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck you for saying it.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that's the only thing you really got to worry about. So you newbies out there who are struggling with where to start, start. But start on yourself.
Yeah.
Start on yourself. I taught a lady the other day, and I've seen this referenced in other places, and I was shocked to see it because it was something I had just always done because I approach everything kind of scientifically because I'm an analytical Virgo and I tend to overthink shit. So I told her, start with candle magic. Bless one candle, don't bless the other. See how well it works for you. And then you know
see which one burns faster.
You know if you're fooling yourself. Yeah. You know if you're fooling yourself. And I mean, really bless it. Put your all into it. Pray to who you pray to. She was Christian. I was like, pray to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And bless that candle. Don't bless the other one. And so that you're really not messing up your experiment, put the other candle in the holder a couple of days ahead of time and let it sit there and forget about it.
Yeah.
And that candle's meaningless. It's just a candle in a candle holder. And then the other one, I really want you to pray on it. Maybe carry it around with you, put your all into it and tell him exactly what you're looking for as a result out of the burning of this candle, and then burn it and burn them both together and see which one burns better.
And you know, that's another thing about what this story is about. I love seeing Christian customers come in, and they come in with shields up, and it would be like us walking into a Christian store, expecting to be treated a certain way, and when they're not,
and it's very confusing. As I'm shaking off the cold,
it's very confusing because we don't have any animosity.
Yeah,
you know, and we don't care what you believe. We don't care if you believe in anything.
Yeah,
I don't care. That's not the point. At all. If you're being a dick trying to be proselytizing, that's another conversation.
No, we're going to have a really good conversation because I have about 20 years in the study of your religion.
If you're just a person that happens to be of an Abrahamic faith and you just like crystals or you wanted something to enhance your experience, for whatever reason, it's incense or candles, whatever, we love you.
There are 12 gemstones in the breastplate of Aaron.
So we had this conversation this week, and the lady was extremely sweet.
Yeah.
But, you could tell that she maybe had a different experience in another metaphysical story.
Yeah.
That's not the way we operate.
She had her shields up pretty good.
And at the end, it was awesome, cracking jokes and laughing. And folks, that's the way it should be.
That's the way we should all be that way to one another.
We should not separate ourselves on religion path. Yeah, I get it. Your mom's a fundamentalist asshole and is doing crazy shit. That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But someone else, that believes something different than you, you can still be friends.
They're still a seeker.
You can still be friends and you can still learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. If they try to convert you, that's different.
Yeah.
But if they're just like, no, I'm a Christian and I believe this and this and this, well, that's great. Does it help you in life? Does it make you feel better with that path? Then that path is for you. That's great. That's awesome. Exactly. Good for you. Don't try to convert me. That's the part that's the problem. Pagans generally don't give a shit.
Yeah, we don't convert. We're not looking for adherence for the most part. I can't say that for all of us, but for the most part, we're not.
No, I mean, if you belong to a tradition that has dogma and stuff like that, and that works for some people. Some people need that. There's nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying that you can be friends with people that don't agree with you, that don't share your political views or gender views or whatever. You can still have a conversation with that person. You don't have to agree with them or accept their beliefs.
And you should, because they're going to learn from you too.
But I think the division along political lines, along
religious lines,
and all that stuff is just, it's really detrimental
to
everything. And there are monsters out there that are making horrible laws, or there are monsters out there that are oppressing people and treating people. Again, different conversation.
Yeah, you want to talk about demons.
We can't overgeneralize it. We have to look at it on a case-by-case basis, And I don't know. People just, they get all up in their shit about dumb shit that, people that walk through the door, five people walk in and all five of them have different belief systems.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I'm going to treat everybody the same, as politely as I can and be decent.
And I'm interested.
I'm
interested.
That's how my mama raised me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's truthfully,
the brief time she had.
I want to hear what you got to say. I want to hear what your experiences are. So I don't care what you practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know more about you.
Separating ourselves into little cliques and clubs and becoming that way is detrimental.
Yeah.
That's why the whole black, white magic, left hand path, white hand path. I know I just referenced it, but yeah, that's for point of reference. But yeah, we should just,
we gotta keep us separated.
We let that control us.
Yeah, we do.
You know, and in turn, you know, the man is controlling us.
Absolutely.
You
know,
they can keep us fighting each other over this nonsensical bullshit.
Yeah. Politics, religion,
sipping champagne,
money. Yeah.
You know, the whole Occupy Wall Street thing where they were sipping champagne.
Yeah.
Laughing at the protesters that are starving to death. And do they deserve to be protested? Yeah. But does protesting actually do anything?
Sometimes.
Maybe. I mean, look at France.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Those people know how to protest.
The hay bales.
You
on
won't see it on mainstream media, but if you're on TikTok,
which is why they want to ban it. Yeah, let's be frank. That's why they want to ban it.
That's the whole point, is because people are having a free conversation. They're actually having free speech, true free speech.
They think they're influencing us.
You know,
they
don't like that. Yeah, you're not submitting to the programming.
They don't think any such thing.
Not
they
to be think a conspiracy theorist here, but you know, when only a handful of companies own every news station, regardless of the side of the aisle that they purport to represent, can you see the programming?
Yeah.
You know,
so. And you know, I want you guys to do an experiment. I want you to take a day that there's a big story breaking, and I want you to go to your Hulu or your YouTube TV account where those newscasts are saved, and I want you to go back and watch them. And at about the same time, every station, every different channel, they're going to say exactly the same words. Go check it out for yourself. Don't believe me. It's really interesting. They all get the same script. They all get the same script from their handlers, whoever owns the, you know, all the media, Blackstone, you know,
Vanguard.
Yeah, they all get the same script, and they're all going to say exactly the same things. I watched a guy on an anchor on the news the other morning, not going to name any names, be totally pained by what he had to say. You could see it on his face, but he said it anyway. And we get mad at that, but he also has a family to feed. He has a mortgage to pay, and they're holding his short hairs in their hands. So, yeah, just do it. Do the experiment, and then you'll see how much you're being lied to and misled by the media, because it's just about the soundbite.
No, they want to control the narrative.
And the soundbite is about controlling, you know, the court of popular opinion in the United States. And it's not just in that. Watch it in your commercials. Listen for the subliminal messaging. Look at the underlying messaging that they say is supposed to be illegal here, but they're still using it.
Where's my tinfoil hat?
Yeah, right?
I dropped it somewhere.
Yeah, no, right?
But,
put it back on.
You know, you got to be careful with that, too, because then we get lost in conspiracy theory land, and that's also a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
So, just keep your head.
Did he just call me a conspiracy theorist?
I saw Bigfoot, and he just walked by the door.
You fucker. And you didn't point him out to me?
Yeah. Well, farted and you ran away.
You're cut off. Okay, I'm just saying.
But, you know, some people take it too far.
They do.
But
they do.
There is an effort to control the narrative. And let's be honest, that's the whole reason they want to get rid of TikTok.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with ByteDance or China or any of that shit. It's because we're all talking with each other, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
You know?
Yeah. We are dangerous. We are powerful.
Yeah.
And we have no idea how powerful we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But they do. They know full well how powerful we can be.
Yeah.
if we'd all just come together.
This is the point of stopping all the bickering and the silly, stupid drama games and mean girl bullshit, because it's just detrimental to everyone, including yourself.
Yeah.
You're just hurting yourself. You're hurting everyone around you with your delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
You know, stop it.
You think you're competing with each other.
Yeah.
You're not. You're killing each other.
Yeah. And that's what they want. They want us at our throats. You know, look at England and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
The clans were fighting each other. So busy fighting each other that England just walked in and raffle-stomped
people. Well, here.
Look at the indigenous in any country.
Yeah.
They create division amongst the clans.
Yeah.
And then go in and wipe them out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use one clan to...
Give one money, don't give the other one money.
To defeat the other one.
Yeah.
And then they'll kill that clan off.
Yeah.
You know, this is divide and conquer, oldest strategy in the book.
And we still fall for it.
It still works.
It's really disgusting, but we still fall for it.
You know, but we have to look at at what's really happening, yeah, the bigger picture, and not get lost in space alien bullshit.
No.
Like the government came out and said, oh, there's aliens, and everybody's so broke and pissed off. They were like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was funny. I got to kick out.
The price of fucking milk is $6. How about you fix that before we worry about aliens?
Oh, you're saying the universe is an extremely large place and there might be other life? No shit.
Yeah. Thanks. We knew that. Move along.
Oh.
Price of gas is still almost $4 a gallon in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah, we've got the.
Maybe look at that.
We've got the most expensive toll road in the world.
Yeah. Why? Why? Yeah. Why are people that paid to have the road built, pay taxes, have to pay again to use the fucking road that they already paid for?
Yeah, I can understand it for out-of-staters, but for.
Pennsylvania residents should be able to be on that turnpike anytime they want, free of charge.
They should.
But it's not. And we're just going to keep raising the price because, oh, we signed a policy that we have to raise the price every so. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nonsense. And we have people that are making laws and in control of our government that are, it's just run by corporations now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's disheartening. So the only thing that we have is each other.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got.
And if we align against one another, guess what? We're alone here. Yeah. We're standing alone.
So, you know, like Mark suggested, that people find groups.
Yeah.
It could be a group of two, you know, but find groups of people where you can have conversations and, you know, help you with your study and keep you engaged, keep you interested. That helps.
Yeah, it does.
You know, you can call it a coven. You can call it a circle. You can call it
a safety net.
A book club.
It is what it is. Yeah.
We call it, call it nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and order some pizzas from Armetta's and chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know? Pretty and much. Have a conversation, have fun, watch a movie together, bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's important to have those relationships.
It is.
And not feel alone. Because if you watch the news every day, it's depressing.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, you see things on TikTok, live feeds from other countries, live feeds from this country.
Yeah.
That no one on mainstream media is talking about.
Not at all.
Because it's not part of the narrative that they're trying to sell you. You know?
Yeah.
So it's important to, you know, get a different perspective on their news even.
Yeah.
Because everything mainstream, look, it's just like WNEP. We marketed ourselves as a witch store. We've asked them many, many times. Ghosted.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, they'll go to a holistic market. You know, even when we were on another podcast, I loved them. They were sweet people. But he kept trying to convince me that if we changed our store mission to be a holistic center, we would attract more people.
And he's right.
And he's right. Yeah. We probably would.
But we have to be true to our vision.
We are true to ourselves and true to our community.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be disingenuous.
No.
Just to make money.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, my God.
You know, so it's important to be genuine. You know, yeah, I would make more money if we were live, laugh, love, holistic.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
I'm not that person.
You know.
I'm sorry.
But circling back to the events, we are going to be a lot more discerning on who's going to be here.
Yeah.
And if it's no one, that's fine too.
Yeah.
I don't.
It'll be a place for you to go sit and read.
Yeah, we have customers
and talk to your friends.
Just need an audio visual break.
Yeah,
you know, they're overstimulated. They can. There's chairs back there. There's curtains. We put dark curtains up on the windows so it's nice, quiet, and secluded.
Yes.
Hey, if the event space is only used for that, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
It's fine. It was never a money making venture to begin with for us.
No, because we're only charging $25. I mean, Jesus Christ,
it's nothing.
Yeah, and so it's like. We want to do a lot of fun stuff.
If it's not fun, we're not doing it.
Exactly.
That's the new motto.
Yeah. And it's just, it's got to be fun. It's got to be something of a stress relief for the community because we're all under so much damn stress right now.
I mean, we had Kim here doing jewelry making, and it was an absolute blast. People had a great time, and they came away with a piece of jewelry that was art. It was beautiful.
They made it themselves.
If you've never seen Goblin Hand jewelry, you owe it to yourself.
Yeah, she's got another class coming
up. Her work is great.
Two of them, actually.
And listening in on her class, not only can she make beautiful stuff, but she's an excellent teacher, too.
Yeah, she was.
She was so nervous. No reason to be. Nailed it. Nailed it. Knocked it out of the park.
And she got rave reviews from the ladies.
All the feedback we got was like, that was awesome. Yeah. And they got a great piece of jewelry out of it.
And they really love them.
They made. Yeah. You know, and awesome. Those are the kind of things that we want. We want happiness. We want something that's going to, you can take something from.
Sunday school, when everybody's just letting go of every inhibition they've got and having a blast.
My ribs hurt for like 2 days after the first one. It was killing me.
I had an old lady moment where I had to run down the hallway because I just about peed myself.
Tim and Tina, if you get a chance to come in, it's every other Sunday.
Yeah.
And we play Cards Against Humanity, you know, with the serial killer was another one we played. And it's just fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost a thing.
It's just joy about
having some fun and maybe making a new friend or meeting somebody or just laughing with people and no commitments, you know, just having fun. And that's what it's about, you know. We had a licensed massage therapist.
Yeah, she did great.
This is not a person that got licensed on the internet. You know, there's a person that actually trained, knows what they're doing. They're licensed, insured.
Yes.
Bonded. And rave reviews.
Yeah.
One person came out like, oh, God, I feel like I just woke up. You know, it was amazing. She was fantastic. We love, it was Joanna. Right?
Joanna.
Yeah. She's
of Golden Hour.
Amazing, amazing job.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that we're interested in, you know, and stuff that's actually fun for everyone.
Yeah.
You know? And whether or not
drum circles, we have great ones.
Corinne's drum circle,
Corinne and Peter.
Yeah, Corinne and Peter, and it was the best drum circle ever.
Yeah, amazing.
We've had other quote unquote drum circles.
Yeah,
nothing like what they did.
They raised couldn't a even roof come on close this damn to what place. It's awesome.
It was so great. Even with Bill with two L's and his Dust Mite infomercial.
Yeah, it was still good.
Corinne and Peter. You guys are the most patient people ever.
I swear. Oh, my God.
She just laughed and giggled, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And he donated. So he did.
Yeah.
He did.
That's good.
He donated to the community.
But maybe don't do the infomercial next time. That'd be great. those are the kind of things that we love to have. And whether we have that or not, or again, if it's just somebody that needs to reset, that's cool, too.
Come in and pet Bella.
You know?
a lot of people do just that. She's.
it was never a money-making operation to begin with. So it's one space. Liz is here some Saturdays.
Yeah.
She'll be in the event space. Like I said, the rooms are now non-bookable.
Yeah, she gets rave reviews for her tarot readings, too. People love her.
Oh,
and you can hear her cackling. It's great.
Oh,
you sit up front and listen to Liz cackle.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, but we're running short on time, and we got more price tags to hang. We're count is pretty much done. We just got, you know, the odds and ends here or there that maybe we missed. But for two people to get 2,200 plus SKUs in by hand in the span of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And a website to reflect
while running the business.
So that's every product has a mile long thing to put in all the descriptors, right? And then a photo has to be uploaded. Then it has to be categorized, and it has to be correctly categorized. Then you got to check and make sure that it's showing where it should be correctly categorized,
and that the weight is right.
The intricacies that go with it. But as the result is a site that's easy to search, and we are now shipping anywhere in the country. We've had a bunch of online orders, which has been fantastic.
Yeah.
The shop payments work online and at the register in store.
And we still do buy online, pick up in store.
Yep. So
there's been a lot of that too lately.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're really, I don't know, it's like a big reset button.
It is.
Back to the basics, picky weeds.
Yeah.
Back to where we started. And okay, that way sucked. We're going this way.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But if you listened this long, we appreciate you guys. And thank you so much for your patience while we built this site out. I know, you know, the counts were off and we had to refund people a couple times. And,
we're sorry.
It happens. We're going to make every effort to make sure it stays accurate for you.
Yeah.
And come enjoy. Come hang out at Cindy School tonight. Or, well, by the time you hear this, it'll be yesterday.
But at the next one. Come to the next one.
Every other Sunday.
Yeah.
And watch the page for new events. Tay posts them right away, and you can buy the ticket right on the website. And most of the time the tickets are free, but sometimes you have supplies and whatnot, so there's a little cost, but we try really hard to keep the cost down for everybody,
because we know it sucks right now.
But anyway, love y'all.
We love you guys. Have a great week. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of In the Weeds, and we hope you didn't have to pick too much pucker brush off your cloak after visiting with us here. If you liked the episode, please follow, subscribe, and share. And if you're really kind,
leave a positive review. Be sure to tune in next week as we publish a new episode weekly. If you're in the area, stop by the store and see us. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.